one Sunday morning I was preaching at Olive's church. She goes, so now at Wilshill.
Glass houses.
And she was the steward on duty. And she said such a beautiful prayer before we went into church that it's almost like the good Lord pushed me in the back and said, have you thought about her? And so I had a couple of tickets for a brass band concert in Ribbon Cathedral, and I asked her whether she'd like to go, and she said yes. We walked in, enjoyed the concert, and came out hand in hand, and we've not looked back since.
Oh, fantastic. And Olive, what did you think of Chris when you first met him?
He's a bit of all right. No, I thought, what a nice chap. And it was good. We worked well together, didn't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
And you've been friends ever since you met, haven't you?
Yeah, friends. I was friends with Katie as well. It was just, we had a friendship, didn't we,
yeah,
between
us? Yeah, a good friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. But now we moved a stage further and got engaged. And hoping to be married 28th of July at the 40s weekend marriage in Pateley Bridge.
And you, were you, even though you've done it before with your late wife, were you nervous asking Olive the question?
I wasn't sure. I was hoping she wouldn't say no. No, it's a big step for a man, isn't it, to pop the question. And then we had to choose a ring. Now, I went and looked at the jewellers in Pateley Bridge and almost fainted when I saw the prices. But down on about the second tier, I saw a ring I rather liked. But I let Olive come and have a look, and she chose the same ring.
Was there any hesitation from you when he pops the question?
No, none whatsoever, to my amazement. No, I was very sure.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Well, we've got an immense amount in common, faith-wise, a love of the country and farming, love of animals, cats, dogs. Yeah, photography. We're both very keen photographers. Olive's quite a good photographer. I think she's a better photographer than me, but
I'm not.
So you're a good photographer. Who's going to take your pictures at the wedding?
No idea yet.
We're doing selfies, aren't we?
And fantastic to be getting married during the 1940s weekend. Oh, so it's going to have a bit of a 40s theme, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to have a real buzz about it. The two previous weddings have been with couples just renewing their vows, but this is going to be the real thing.
And people who live in the Pateley Bridge area will be very familiar with Methodist Mike, no doubt. And he's going to do the ceremony, isn't he?
He's going to officiate, but we think the Anglican Vicar Darrell will be there as well, and possibly the Roman Catholic, and Sister Janet. So there's going to be a galaxy of clerics at the front.
And Olive, tell us about the rest of the day, where you're going to have the reception and that sort of thing.
Yeah, the reception will be here at Summerbridge in the church. Forties tea with Forties tea sets and cakes and whatever. We've got research to do yet to find out just what we will be providing.
I was going to say the dress. Obviously, you're going to have to do a bit of research about what was the popular style then.
She might come as a land girl.
No, I don't want to be a land girl, but equally I don't want to wear a nice long white floaty thing. So I gather there's a shop in Grassington. I can go and have a look and see.
And Olive, you were saying that obviously Chris is moving in with you. Was that easy enough to persuade him, or did you have to have a bit of a discussion?
I think we sort of agreed. No, we did. We must have had a discussion about it.
I always liked where Olive lived, and funny enough, when I retired from the church, we did half think about going to live in Fellbeck ourselves, because I'd enjoyed the community there, and particularly the pub, the Half Moon Pub, which is one of the best hostelries around.
So you'll be all right then. You've got the pub just down the road.
Yes.
So what's everyone said when you've told them about your news?
They've been absolutely delighted. Yeah. Even people we don't know have said, really? That's the best news we've heard. Yeah. It's so good to have good news in the midst of all this bad news.
It really seems to spread a lot of joy around. Mm. And my oldest daughter, when I told her, she said, well, Mum would have approved.
And you're proof that you're never too old to get married either.
Never too old, no. Well, it seemed that Olive had never been married before, And
mid-70s and never never been married. I'm going to change my name.
Yeah, it must be quite a very big thing for you to be doing.
It is, but it's a lovely thing. Mm.